Alrighty, so I promise this will be the last recording in this package. Yeah, like you're going to complain that you got too much for your money. people generally don't do that. They tend to go, wow, yeah, chronically over-delivering. It's a lot of fun. So that's what the universe wants to do for you. Chronically over-deliver. The problem is we rationalize things way too much. Rationalize. That just doesn't mean thinking. That means rationing. Think about this. The rational mind rations things out. It rations out happiness. You can only have so much happiness, and then something's got to happen. That's the kind of programming that we've been bumped into. In one of the packages somewhere, I share when, it might even be in this one, I don't even remember. it could be in a couple. When I was in fourth grade, we were square dancing, and everything was going great. It was going fabulous. We were doing what fourth graders did, kids in year four school, we were having fun. And the teacher threw a fit because we weren't square dancing properly. And immediately, you could watch, again, looking back, I can see it pretty clearly. Some of us learned you're going to have a lot of fun being around kids of the opposite sex, dancing. And then trauma shows up. The yelling, the screaming, the teacher throwing a fit. And it's these tiny little things that we get to get rid of, In the Manifesting Mastery Program, we talk about the sacred order. And so we want to bring some of that up here. Because you get to reprogram, you get to upgrade the programming in your mind every day. And the sacred order goes like this. Let me undo the sacred order. Bob, that's looking really good, except for these four things. This is how most people structure everything in the whole world. Jack, we love your kids, but we don't want them here. We got to ask you not to bring the kids over because we're working on a project. That's really cool. There's four things that we could improve in this book, but overall it's fantastic. Notice the difference. The ending direction with any communication sets the direction that everything's going to go in. And we've learned to end with a negative in this culture. Tell them something really nice and then let them down. Versus, we've got four things we need to improve, but overall it's a fantastic book. We need you to keep the kids at home because we're working on a project that's really cool. That kind of thing. But when you change the order around, that ending point is the launching point. It's like a commencement. You graduate from school, you graduate from university, from college. It's the end of the college, but the beginning of the rest of your life. So generally in communication, play with some of this stuff. It may not sound like this has anything to do with speed, but it has everything to do with speed. Because if you're driving your car going, I'm going to have to apply the brakes. I'm going to have to apply the brakes. Something's going to happen. I got to apply the brakes. You're never going to fully enjoy gassing it. So if you get to fully enjoy gassing the vehicle and speeding up. You get to go from being at a standstill to moving. Instead of being moving, I wonder when I'm going to stop. That kind of thing. We get to unprogram that simply by the way we communicate verbally with other people in our lives. Again, this stuff's so simple, but it's so profound. Okay, another thing that came up this week. It's really cool. When I was sharing with the different coaching and mentoring clients that I have this week, that I'm releasing this package, because I ask for input. What do you reckon? I just want to make sure I cover everything. When it comes to speed, what have we played with that stands out in your mind? And they'll mention something to me, and I go, oh my God, I didn't include that. We could probably make this a 10-hour package on speed, which is in a way an oxymoron. I wanted to keep it down to 30 minutes, and it's probably up to about 100. It's probably at about an hour and a half at this point. And that's all right, because it's all rock-solid good stuff. Some of it's repetitive in different ways. Remember, your brain learns right? Your physical brain learns through repetition. So it's time and time again where you've heard mom and dad complaining about money. Mom and dad complaining about, well, you can't afford that, Jim. You know how things are. Money doesn't grow on trees. You hear that 10,000 times growing up. You get older and you go, wow, money doesn't grow on trees. I got to work hard for it. Can't afford what I want, just like when I was 4. You know, that kind of thing. You know, I don't have the money for that candy bar. And you see what happens when you get older. It's fascinating, the stuff that we do. So, again, we do a lot of repetition with the recordings, with subtle variation, because different variation goes into the brain differently. But a lot of repetition with subtle variation is literally how we learn and how we unlearn and how we upgrade our programming. And again, you know, think of it this way. As the car is going down the road, the wheel is going round and round and round. So as the car is going down the road and the wheel is going round and round and round, that's literally why we play with the repetition with slight variation. Again, the wheel going around is repetition. Slight variation is the roadway that we're smoothing the bumps out of, and we've talked about that in the other recording. So let's talk a little bit more about speeding up and some of the things that Victoria and I do and some of the stuff that shows up in the calls. You know, there are things in life that just... Well, let's talk about deliberately slowing down once in a while. Again, sometimes to speed up, you gotta slow down. We've talked about the state akin to sleep. That's physically slowing down so that you can have those creative brain waves going on. Again, I can get into that state in about, you know, half a second. But it takes time to get to that level. So take the time every day to explore that state akin to sleep. Take time every day to not listen to the news. Yeah, take time every day to... Well, think of it this way. The news will slow down your manifesting. I'll guarantee that. Not only will it slow down your manifesting because you're taking the time to listen to it versus imagining something wonderful. After you listen to it, it's stuck in your head. So you don't want to be giving it the time that you listen to it, and you don't want to be giving it the time after you listen to it. So instead of slamming on the brakes with the news, sit in silence while you drive. Just listen to your car engine. Just listen. You see, coming back to your senses, I know generally in manifesting, we disregard the senses when it comes to, and again, listen to this, we disregard the senses when it comes to whether or not the wish has been fulfilled. In other words, you imagine it as fulfilled on the inside. You walk and live from the state of the wish fulfilled. How do I tell if I'm, again, I wasn't always, you know, an author, a coach, a trainer. Yeah, I've been one most of my life, but it all started with an imaginal act and taking it to the next level of being one that does phone calls with people all over the world. Initially, when I did this stuff, it was live in person only. In the backwoods of Pennsylvania, essentially. And now I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I have clients all over the world. Every continent, every major continent that's not totally frozen solid, we've had people call us from and work with us in mentoring and coaching programs. And that all came because of the imaginal act. Now, part of the key with this is I didn't listen to the news talking about how bad the economy is and how people are cutting back on what's optional. Well, coaching's an optional thing. Well, you know what? For some people, it's not. For those who are truly into creating the world of their dreams, coaching and mentoring is an absolute must. Yeah, I do it. Every person that I've mentored with, has done it. Yeah, and most of them still do. They keep finding people to mentor with, to work with. Often for years at a time, they'll work with a mentor or a coach. Yeah, because there's a lot that you can glean in a relationship like that. But I wouldn't have done that if I listened to the news about how bad the economy is. That's slamming on the brakes. You don't want to slam on the brakes, but at the same time, you want to slow down naturally so that you can create what you want. People tend to go from frantic, I'm manifesting, I turn on the news and things look terrible. That's frantic and frantic. Instead, do the imaginal act, okay, release, Have that literally a sexual kind of release whenever you're doing the imaginal act. Again, that's why we have a general scene. What's your involvement? What's that tipping point? That, oh, yes, moment. There's the release. You notice it speeds up at the end. Yes, kind of feeling. Ah, oh, that kind of thing is what happens. Again, you go through the three questions that we cover in the program. What's the scene? What's my involvement? What's the tipping or the release point or the anchor point? Again, that, ah, oh, tink. That's why it's fast. Now, when you get that and you do that release, sit in the silence, rest a little bit, and then get up and notice if you're inspired to do anything, and what you're inspired to do for the rest of your life will be impacted by that. And again, part of that comes by slowing down, by not taking that first programmed, piece of programming that you were given as a kid. Whenever that stuff pops up, just pause. You don't got to do battle with it. All you got to do is walk away from it. When a neggy shows up, again, you get the negative thought inside. We covered this with the bang. When a neggy thought shows up, put your attention on the physical universe. And remember, it's not about ignoring the physical universe 24 hours a day. That would be pointless. Again, Neville says, do nothing to make it happen. Neville says, don't look to the physical universe for signs. He doesn't say, don't live in the physical universe. Neville Goddard went out and he ordered, clams for breakfast. He loved the physical universe. He loved his martinis, his wine. He lived his life, plugged into the physical universe. And there's something really important here. When the mind's going a little goofy, put the attention on the physical universe. If there's a thought in there driving me nuts, bang, I put the attention on everything in the room at once, visually, auditorily, kinesthetically, smell. What's the inside of my mouth taste like? Everything. I put the attention on all that physicalness immediately, and it totally frees me from the neggy thought. I go back to the neggy thought, and I realize that was just ridiculous. What all have I manifested in my life? My God, look at all this. And if I'm in the middle of the woods, what all have I manifested? I've manifested the woods. So as you explore what we've shared here today, this week, making all these recordings, as you explore all these secrets of speed, keep in mind it's not meant to just be linear. Okay, there's, again, the handout that we deviate from. That's all cool. That'll take care of some of your linear mind. You see, linear is logical. Logical is rational. Rational will ration things out and slow you down. And slowing down can be good to learn things. But we also want a balance point, and the balance point is insightful. Insightful, if I say the word insight, what does that mean? Yeah, insight's a fascinating word. Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, means something you can see. Insight, I-N-C-I-T-E, to start something up. When two words sound similar, I find it fascinating. I go back and I research their origins sometimes. But I notice when two words sound similar, they often have some very interesting correlations, whether or not their known history is related to each other. But having an insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, it incites something in your life. In other words, it's like catching it on fire. I want you to listen to these recordings and have insights, not just, new things to do. It's those insights, the aha moments that you go, my God, that's cool. I got it. You'll feel the energy release. And, we'll close this recording with that bit. When you feel the energy release, it's not like stuck down in your body. Whenever you feel that, relax and lengthen your body. Again, notice this. I feel tense. I'm imagining bad things, right? The body shrinks when you imagine bad things. You can hear it in my breathing. And if you lengthen the body and put the attention on the body and the body and put your attention on the room, that exits you from the mind. When the mind's going nuts, put your attention on the physical senses. When you want to change something in the physical world, go inside and change it in your mind, in the imagination. If you do just that, this will prevent all sorts of exhausting, I'm trying to control my mind, but I keep worrying. Well, you wouldn't worry. When you lose your mind and come back to your senses, you literally lose your mind. And you notice the sensual world. That's lovely. And then you can go back to your mind, refreshed and renewed. Okay, that's it. I keep tossing more stuff in these. Enjoy them, listen to them often, check out the printout that we deviated extensively from. And remember why it works. I tell you what, this is probably the number one thing. Again, I keep saying that, I'm not going to tell you anymore. But yeah, literally, when it comes to speed, if you go, you know what, there's this secret. It's a law about the universe. And yeah, that's exactly backwards. Neville teaches from what we can tell is the truth. You're one with God. Because you're one with God, you can manifest and create wonderfully and wildly. You can select your circumstances, in other words. How cool is that? Before you realized your oneness mentally, before you realized that imagining creates your circumstance, your position in life, you were asleep. And being asleep is all right. Most people go through their entire lives and never wake up to the fact that the way they imagine their day, the way they imagine their relationships, the way they imagine their reality changes everything. But once you decide to accept that, yeah, you know, if you imagine that you're getting amazing insights out of this, it will be much easier for you to do that. If you go, well, I really hope that he puts something good in there that will help me, because nothing else in the world has helped me, because I'm the exception to the rule. If you imagine like that, you're going to have a tough time getting anything from anyone. Versus, how many ways am I being given to today? Because I'm a lovely person. And this isn't a mantra. This is just a report. I know, how many ways am I being given to today? How many? Countless. Absolutely countless. And I get to notice them and be thankful for them. If you imagine that life is continuously giving you awesome insights and these recordings will change your life, it will make it much easier for them to help you. Or on the other hand, well, I hope this is the one thing that will help me because nothing else ever has. You've just disregarded your life, because if nothing else ever happened, you'd be dead. If nothing else ever helped you, you would have starved as a baby. If nothing else would have worked, your cellular metabolism would have shut down. If nothing else would have worked, the sun would have exploded and everything would have frozen stiff and solid, or been burned up by the flames. Who knows which happens? We live in an amazing universe that's powered by consciousness. That's you. And when you get that, it's not a secret about the universe, it's the obvious truth about you. You're one with God, and being one with God, with this one universal imagination, you can input into this thing. What do you want? Feel it now. Use what we've shared to speed things up so you're not riding the brakes and slowing it down. Smooth out the road. Have some fun. Again, my name is Mr. 2020. Thanks for listening. Have a lot of fun. And we'll catch you next time. See ya.